What was the team attitude like after you guys finished playing?
Pretty disappointed, and I was too. We didn't finish very well yesterday or today. And at that point, it seemed like a long way away, you know. But it's, of course, it's hard finishing. And there's the two converted par fives. I mean, that may be the hardest par four in college. So once you start slipping away, and I didn't think, I mean, we went back, so I didn't know how much the wind was blowing. I don't think it blew as hard as yesterday. But no, we probably figured we were done, to be honest with you. But you never know. You just go sit and wait, got out of the heat, took a shower, and lo and behold, there's one more hole to be played.
Well, that the playoff tomorrow morning is going to match up two legendary coaches. Although he's got a really young team with five freshmen, what's going to be the message to the guys tomorrow morning
just
to wake up?
Well, you thought you were going home, and now you have a chance. So get excited and have a chance to play one hole and maybe get another day. And we're playing really two freshmen and a sophomore and a junior. So it'll be a great experience. I mean, the eight's a long ways away, but another day here would be really helpful, I think.
How closely was everybody following what was going on with the leaderboard?
I refreshed every 8 seconds for 2 hours.
Like you do on the golf course.
No, I don't do that. I do that about every two or three holes. I just sit on my bed for 2 hours and hit it every 8 seconds.
Knowing how you played that last stretch of holes yesterday and today, didn't you think it was a possibility that it could befall, same fate could befall these teams today?
But I guess maybe, to be honest with you, you're a little so disappointed that you had it.
Yeah.
If we just take care of our business, it doesn't ever get to that. And I guess I never really thought about that. It just seemed so, at the point when we finished, we were so far behind.
At the time we finished, we were 6 strokes out of 15th, but there were, God, there had to be 7 or 8 teams in between.
More than 9 holes to play. Yeah. That many teams. It's not. It's the number. It was the number of teams.
Yeah.
So, and then they're good teams. Mm. From Florida, Georgia. I mean,
yeah.
SMU. I mean, those guys are good, experienced teams.
What was your heart rate like seeing Davis Thompson? Well, I know you didn't see it, but Davis Thompson doubling the last, and then the TCU kid.
Well, I knew that was the one. Well, if the TCU made it, didn't matter.
Yeah.
We got to play again. So, obviously, Thompson's double was huge because that got them on the other side of us. And that was the one team that, sitting there at 31, if he makes par, it's over.
Yeah.
And I think TCU made 3 birdies on the last hole. It counted. So, they played it well. But, it's golf, and you never know what's going to happen.
I think you guys are 19 out of 8?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
But, I mean, just – what's it going to take? Because this golf course, it's really tough.
I think we'd have to shoot 8 or 9 under would be my guess. We'd have to have the round of the week. But we've played really good in stretches here.
Yeah.
And just haven't quite got all the way home. And I think everybody can say that probably. But to be even with 4 to go yesterday was as good as anybody in the tournament out here playing in that afternoon in the wind and stuff. So they're capable. And, again, anything, I mean, that's a 10 under and a 10 over. That's a lot.